Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Saturday, July 10th. Tesla has finally released its highly anticipated full self-driving beta version 9 software update. Last night, the automaker started pushing the update using Tesla Vision, a computer vision system that relies only on optical imagery and nothing from the radar sensors. The release notes also include some comments on driving visualization improvements, what Elon Musk called mind-of-car view. The notes note that the main readouts of the speed limit and driving speed will shrink down, and the apps will move to the side, as the main display shows what the computer vision can see in real time. The new update is only being pushed to Tesla's early access program for now. We should expect to see more tests in a few days with the traffic and more complex intersections to see how the system has improved. Tesla is using neural nets and machine learning systems to improve full self-driving, and a big selling point is the vision-only version 9 update that will actually accelerate the improvement rate. Tesla Energy, the automaker's energy division, has reached a deal with Brookfield and Dacra, two real estate giant companies, for a new development in large-scale communities with solar power roofs and Tesla power walls. While the companies didn't release a number of targeted new homes, the project appears to be significant in size. A community is located in Austin, Texas, near the local international airport. They confirmed that the first phase of installations has already occurred last month. Tesla has applied for a new patent, and it's revealing the lithium extraction process that Elon Musk vaguely described as table salt. During Tesla's Battery Day last year, the automaker unveiled a lot of new technologies that it didn't spend a lot of time explaining. One of them was that Tesla has developed a new lithium extraction process that Drew Baglino, the senior vice president of engineering, claimed would, quote, result in a 33% reduction in lithium cost. The application is called Selective Extraction of Lithium from Clay Minerals. In more detail than we can comprehend at Quick Charge, Tesla describes the effect of adding sodium chloride or table salt into the mix. If you'd like to read the Cliff Notes version or the full application, you can find both on our site, electrek.co. TeslaCam, which is Tesla's integrated dashcam feature using autopilot cameras, has helped in the arrest of a maniac who shot something at a Model Y on the freeway. Some criminals don't realize that Tesla cameras can catch incidents such as these, and the man's face, car, license plate were all in plain view. On June 29th, a motorist in a Tesla Model Y passed a Nissan Rogue on the highway, and the driver of the Nissan shot a projectile at the electric SUV, breaking the side passenger window. The California Highway Patrol confirmed that they were able to identify the suspect thanks to the Tesla cam video. They arrested him on Wednesday and found homemade contraptions used to shoot at people. Tesla has started taking orders for the Model Y throughout Europe. For current orders, estimated delivery is listed as September for the long-range models. Other models will be coming in 2022. In contrast to original plans, the first Model Y delivered in Europe will reportedly be produced in Tesla's Shanghai Gigafactory. Oddly, on the site, Tesla states that the Model Y long range has an estimated range of 505 kilometers. On their China site, the Model Y long range is listed as having 542 kilometers of range, using the same testing protocol. Tesla has just released a $5,000 price increase for the base version, the long range, of both the Model S and X vehicles. It comes just as the automaker started delivering the new Model S, but not quite with the Model X. Since the beginning of the year, we have been covering seemingly continuous series of price increases throughout Tesla's lineup. And now the dual-motor all-wheel drive long-range Model S starts at $84,990 and the Model X at $94,990. While Tesla doesn't confirm it, based on recent practices, people who already placed orders should be able to get the original price. The price of raw materials and supply chain has increased the cost of their vehicles, along with many other things in the world today. Jeep was featured in Stellantis' new electrification plans, and they announced a new 2022 Grand Cherokee 4xe, a plug-in hybrid. The brand is also teasing an all-new electric vehicle. When unveiling the electric concept, Jeep announced that it plans to install solar-powered charging stations at famous off-roading trails in the U.S. There's no timeline for the development of those stations, but we assume that some are going to be deployed with the new battery electric vehicle coming in the next few years. Ram has announced a transition to electric vehicles starting in 2024. Ram CEO Mike Koval announced that a Ram 1500 battery electric vehicle will be the first fully electric offering from Ram. Ram will offer a fully electrified solution for the majority of their segments by 2025. All Ram segments will have their electric solutions no later than the year 2030. Exciting time for electric cars. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.